صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، الحمد لله رب العالمين. إن شاء الله تعالى، this is in continuation of our intensive studies course. And inshallah ta'ala, I want to thank the people for their attending, their consistency in attending the course. All praise be to Allah, I'm very thankful. And we welcome the people who are new in the Musalla, as well as on the net. And I want to remind the people about the last class, some points we went over. We went over Surah Al-Mu'minun and the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised the believers for having. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the believers are khashi'un in their prayers. They're khashi'un in their prayers. He also prays the believers for turning away from lagwi, false talk. He also prays the believers for paying zakat. He also prays the believers for guarding their chastity. Allah tabaraka ta'ala also prays the believers, saying they don't seek to transgress. He also prays the believers they are faithful and true to their covenants, and they strictly guard their prayers in their stated times. So, alhamdulillah, we went over this, and we went in the tasfir of Ibn Kathir rahimahullah concerning these praiseworthy qualities. And today, inshallah ta'ala, is based off of a question that was posed to me a couple of weeks ago. The question was, who are the best of creation? Who are the best? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He stated who is the best of creation in Surah Al-Bayyinah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية. Verily those who believe and do righteous good deeds, they are the best of creation. So alhamdulillah, today we will state some of the qualities of the believers, some of the qualities of the best of creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said that they believe. Inna alladhina amanu, they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jal explain what this belief also with inside of the Quran. And the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us what this belief. They believe in Allah and they know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believe in His angels, and they know the position pertaining their status before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The believers, they believe in all of His books, and they know know that which is needed to follow in them, and they believe in the Quran, and that which is sent down from Allah before it. And the believers, they believe in His prophets, and believe in His message. They believe in the resurrection, and His giving honor to the believers, and disgrace to the disbelievers. They believe in Allah's decree, the sweet of it and the bitter of it. This is the belief Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to of the best of creation in Surah Al-Baqarah. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat. So we have to question ourselves as believers in Allah Azza wa Jal, what is the amilu s-salihat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about? The righteous deeds, the righteous actions. What is this amilu s-salihat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising the best of creation for? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expounded on what is amilu s-salihat. But before, inshallah ta'ala, we're going that, we'll refer back to the qualities of Surah Al-Mu'minun, where Allah praised the believers for the righteous deeds that they do. Again, they offer the prayer with humility and fear, and they stay away from false talk. They pay the zakat. They guard their chastity. They do not seek transgression. They are faithfully true to their covenants, and they strictly guard the times of prayer and their stated times. This is the amal al-salihat of the believers. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to inculcate in our lives. This is what Allah Azza wa Jal is praising for the qualities, is praising the qualities of the believers for. Because they believe in Allah, and from their belief in Allah and His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, they produce these deeds. It's like a farmer. You have a farmer. Alright? A farmer. I'm from the country, so my English is right? He tills the ground. Right? Okay? This is an effort. What he does, he has the correct tools, and he tills the ground, preparing whatever he's intending to plant, preparing the ground to be tilled for that plant to produce what? Harvest. Okay? So it takes effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid the seed, and it's upon us to do the tilling, the watering, the tending, so we can produce righteous good deeds, inshallah ta'ala, from our faith. This parable Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consistently talks about in the Quran, the good tree and the evil tree, the one that gives harvest, the one that doesn't. Like the tilled, like the barren land, and like the garden up high that gives fruit, that satisfies it with little or nothing. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaching us about these things? For us to receive admonition from His guidance. So if your belief is not keeping you away from being khashi'un in your salah, then something is preventing you from achieving good results from your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to look, you have to study, more effort. If your belief doesn't prevent you from false talk, from backbiting the people, for slandering the people, for carrying tales, from gossiping, then you have to check your faith. You have to check your iman. You need to go to the iman doctor, right? You need to go to the doctor because you have a sickness in your faith. So if your iman is not producing عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. The عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to in the Qur'an, then something's wrong. Right? You need an iman counselor. Right? You need to go back to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If your iman, if your salah is not keeping you away from false talk and from carrying tales and from eating the flesh of your brothers, then you have to go to the iman doctor. And all praise be to Allah, I'm here to give you your prescription so you can go to the doctor, to the sheikh, to the book of Allah, to the prayer room, so you can repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if your iman is preventing you from giving zakat, then you have to go to the doctor. If your iman is not preventing you from guarding your chastity, then you need to go to the doctor. If your iman is not keeping you away from seeking transgression, then you need to go to the doctor. If your iman is not making you faithfully true to your covenants and promises, you need to go to the doctor. And if your iman is keeping you away from praying the prayer in their strictly in their times, you need to visit the doctor. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the believers for having these qualities. So who is the best of creation? We have to go to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to find out the answer to this question. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has answered it for us. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Verily those who believe and do righteous good deeds, they are the best of creation. They are whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased. They are those whom Allah azza wa jal is happy with. They are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gave honor. And where is the honor? The honor is with Allah, His Messenger, and the believers sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best example of following the revelation sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have you not heard the statement of Allah? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يَحْبِبُكُمْ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging you, is encouraging us to refer to the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the translation of the ayat? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, say, referring to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you of your sins. Verily, Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. So those people who are trying to stay true to the covenant of Allah, how are you drifted away from the sunnah? What is making you boycott the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is keeping you from tilling or from producing good harvest from your faith? Well, I will tell you, this disease comes from not following the revelation. So inshallah ta'ala, we will proceed to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go to the blessed chapter of the Quran, of the blessed book, Surah Al-Luqman. And the reason why I chose to go to Surah Al-Luqman is because there is advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it concerning how Luqman advised his son. And this is a treasure that I want to share with all those who are present today. We refer to the Tafsir of Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, but before we go into the ayat, we will learn a little something about Luqman. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah said about Luqman, the Salaf differed over the identity of Luqman. There are two opinions. Was he a prophet or just a righteous servant of Allah without the prophethood? The majority favored the later view, i.e., a just a righteous servant of Allah without prophethood. That he was a righteous servant of Allah without being a prophet. Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah, said, narrating from Al-Ashaf, from Ikramah, from Ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, quote, Luqman was an Ethiopian slave who was a carpenter, end quote. And Ibn Kathir says, refer to At-Tabri. Abdullah ibn Zubayr, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, quote, I said that Ja'far ibn Abdullah, I said to Ja'far ibn Abdullah, what did you hear about Luqman? He said, he was short, with a flat nose, and came from Nubia, or Nubia, end quote. Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Ansari narrated from Sa'd ibn al-Musayyib that, quote, Luqman was from the black peoples of southern Egypt and had thick lips. Allah gave him wisdom but withheld prophethood from him, end quote. And this is, he's also asking you to refer to At-Tabri. So we go to, after learning a little something about Luqman, and Ibn Kathir also said Luqman was an Ethiopian slave who was a carpenter. His master said to him, slaughter this sheep for us. So he slaughtered it. His master said, bring the best two pieces from it. So he brought out the tongue and the heart. Then time passed as much as Allah willed, and his master said, slaughter this sheep for us. So he slaughtered it. And his master said, bring the worst two morsels from it. So he brought out the tongue and the heart. His master said to him, I told you to bring out the best two pieces, and you brought out these, the tongue and the heart. Then I told you to bring out the worst two pieces, and you brought out these, the tongue and the heart. The command said, quote, there is nothing better than these if they are good, and there is nothing worse than these if they are bad. So, again, as a footnote to our studies, it's very important to realize that what you have between your jawbones is very, very important to learn how to use it. It is very essential for us as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to think before we speak. It is essential for us to tune our hearts, to purify our hearts, to attend to our hearts, because the spiritual death is worse than the physical death. So, and I'm going to put an end to that footnote, but we should be very careful how we use these two tissues. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started and said, quote, "And indeed we bestowed upon Luqman al-hikmah." The Sheikh said, meaning understanding, knowledge, and eloquence. Then Allah continued saying, quote, "Give thanks to Allah," meaning we commanded him to give thanks to Allah for the blessings and favors that Allah had given him alone, among his people and contemporaries. Then Allah says, "And whoever gives thanks, he gives thanks for the good of himself. And whoever does righteous good deeds, then such will prepare a good place for themselves. And whoever is unthankful, then verily Allah is rich, free of need, worthy of all praise." And the Sheikh, he gave his commentary, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, said, "He has no needs of his servants, and he will not be harmed by that. Even if all the people of the earth were to disbelieve, for he has no need of anything or anyone besides himself. There is no God but he, and we worship none but him." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the 13th verse of Surah Luqman, quote, "And when Luqman said to his son," now this is our lesson today, "And when Luqman said to his son," when he was advising him, quote, "O my son, join not in worship with others than Allah. Verily, joining others in worship of Allah is a great sin or a great wrong indeed." I.e. his tawheed, la ilaha illallah. In the 14th verse, quote, Allah said, "And we have enjoined on man to be dutiful and good to his parents. His mother bore him in weakness and hardship upon weakness and hardship, and his weaning is in 2 years, saying, Give thanks to me and to your parents. Unto me is the final destination." 15th verse. "But if they strive with you to make you join in worship with me others than that of which you have no knowledge, then obey them not, but behave with them in the world kindly, and follow the path of him who turns to me in repentance and in obedience. Then to me will be your return, and I shall tell you what you used to do." And subhanAllah, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he said, Allah tells us how Luqman advised his son. His full name was Luqman ibn Anfqa ibn Sudan, and his son's name was Thawran, Thayran, according to a saying quoted by As-Suhayli. Allah describes him in the best terms and states that he granted him wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is quoting Luqman as advising his son, the closest and most beloved of all people to him, who deserve to be given the best of his knowledge. So Luqman started by advising him to worship Allah and Allah alone, not to associate anything with him. Then he warned him, quote, "Verily joining others in worship with Allah is a great wrong indeed," painful, meaning it's the greatest wrong. So here we see that the greatest crime before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shirk, right? And when we look at ourselves and we look at the dunya And we would think the greatest crime is what? Murder. But if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest of crimes, you can logically understand, is shirk. Because shirk in your heart will forbid paradise for you. Wana'adhu billah. Shirk, by the tongue, will make you eligible for the fire for a period of time. Shirk, by the limbs, will make you eligible for the fire. Okay? But shirk of the heart will forbid you from paradise. Wana'adhu billah. So we have to be careful. We have to learn what is tawheed. We have to learn who is Allah. We have to learn what is His pleasure, what He is pleased with, and what He is displeased with. So we won't commit shirk, wana'adhu billah. Al-Bukhari recorded that Abdullah said, quote, when the ayah, it is those who believe and confuse not their belief with zulm, end quote, was revealed, the companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were distressed by this, and said, who among us does not confuse his belief with zulm? The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, that is not what it means. Have you not heard what Luqman said? O my son, join not in worship others with Allah. Verily, joining others in worship with Allah is a great zulm indeed. So the zulm that Allah is referring to is shirk. Shirk, okay? So Luqman, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him. Is advising his son, but the advice of Luqman was so important to his son, Allah Rabbil Alameen gave the advice to us that he gave to his son. This shows you how important this is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving commentary from what Luqman said to his son. We have to stop and think, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving the advice of Luqman to us? I mean, this shows how important it is. In ayah 12, Allah is saying, and indeed bestowed upon Luqman al-Hikmah. And he quoted Luqman as saying, give thanks to Allah, end quote. And if you read the ayah, after that Allah speaks and says, and whoever gives thanks, he gives thanks for the good of his own self. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all that exists, to quote what you say and to give commentary, la ilaha illallah, this is something great. We have to give this due thought, and we have to imbibe what Luqman alayhi salam is giving to his son and try to implement it in our lives. And then he continued, O my son, if it be anything equal to the weight of a grain of a mustard seed, and though it be in a rock, or in the heavens, or in the earth, Allah will bring it forth. Verily, Allah is subtile in bringing out that grain, well aware of its place. So Luqman alayhi salam is trying to encourage us to be upon taqwa, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to know that Allah is looking, to know that Allah is watching. He's trying to give his son the advice to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's trying to give his son the advice to be conscious of Allah, to be fearful of Allah. Right? He said, "Oh my son, if it be equal to the weight of a grain of a mustard seed, or less, and though it be in a rock, or in the heavens, or in the earth, Allah will bring it forth. Verily, Allah is subtile, well aware." So first, he started with what? Encouraging him to be thankful. Then he encouraged him to be upon Tawheed. Then Luqman encouraged him to have taqwa of Allah. And then he continued, "O my son, aqim as-salat, perform the prayer, enjoin al-ma'roof, and forbid al-munkar, and bear with patience whatever befalls you. Verily, these are some of the important commandments." Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. So then he continued to advise his son, establish the prayer. Keep your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep dipping through the river that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. He said to his Sahaba that if a river was by your door and you bathe in it 5 times in each day or in a day's span, would there be any dirt left on him? And the companion said, "No, Ya Rasulullah." So we have to constantly keep to the prayer.
No problem.
And then he pointed out, enjoining the people to do good, al-ma'roof, calling to the way of Allah, calling to goodness, calling to giving charity, calling the people to be conscious of Allah, and forbidding from al-munkar, forbidding what? The wrongdoing, disbelief, and shirk, and zul, and oppression, transgression. So we advise our brothers and sisters with the wisdom on to be upon that which is good, and to stay away from that which will corrupt your relationship with Allah, which will put you on in the fire. And Luqman continued to advise his son, and bear with patience whatever befalls you. Have sabr. Be patient with whatever befalls you. Teach yourself to be content with how Allah is guiding you. And you have to look at the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When all of the trials and tribulations Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba went through, we have to realize that all of this was just pieces of the puzzle. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Taif, he went there and he went to go call the people to Islam. After so much pressure Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba were bearing in Mecca. He went to this place to try to call the people to the Islam. This was something for their good. And he went to the leaders of the tribe, of this tribe, and he called them to Islam. Okay? And they rejected his message arrogantly. And so much so, they threw him out and they told their children to throw rocks at him, okay, to chase him out of the city, out of the town, right? And here you have the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being treated like a dog that transgresses or comes in your yard. You know how you have that dog, or that dog, he come and eat up your food, or he do something, or he plant something he ain't supposed to plant in your yard. You know how you throw a rock at the dog to get your dog out. This is how the children of this town did the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have to look at this. This is the decree of Allah. Okay. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was made to go through this to learn, for us to be taught from this, for that piece of the puzzle to be complete. And so, when we look at the advice of Luqman, he said, "And bear with patience whatever befalls you." Everything is good for the believer. Every single thing in our lives is good for us as long as we keep our relationship sound with Allah. Everything. Alaykum salam. And you have to have patience with Allah. You have to know that yes, you're in poverty, yes, you're poor, yes, you're sick, yes, you're ill, yes, you're down, but it's a piece of the puzzle that Allah wants to complete. And Luqman, alayhi salam, is advising his son, even though you may not understand what is going on at that time, be patient. Be patient. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plans a plan, and He is the best of planners. And then Luqman alayhi salam continued, "And turn not your face away from men with pride, nor walk in insolence through the earth. Verily Allah likes not the arrogant boaster." So Luqman alayhi salam trying to encourage or is advising his son, when you walk on the earth, don't walk in pride. When advice comes to you, and you may be the biggest of sheikhs, the richest of men, when advice comes to you, don't turn down the truth. Even though the people may honor you, wherever you walk into a town, because my sheikh, mawla, still be humble. Still be moderate in your approach. And don't overlook the common folk. Luqman is saying, do not turn your face away from him with pride, nor walk in insolence through the earth. Verily, Allah likes not an arrogant boaster. So, subhanAllah, Rabbi al-Azim, we see all this wisdom that we're gathering from Luqman. He encouraging us to tawheed, encouraging us to have taqwa, encouraging us to stay upon the prayer, encouraging us to enjoin al-ma'ruf and forbid al-munkar, encouraging us to be patient, encouraging us to stay away from pride. How beautiful the teachings were of Luqman alayhi salam. And then he continued, quote, and be moderate in your walking and lower your voice. Verily the harshest of all voices is the braying of the asses, i.e. the donkeys. Okay, may Allah help me with that. Naturally my voice is kind of strong. But inshallah ta'ala, what he's saying is that we should, and the shirt, he just looked through the window, so he's encouraging us to be moderate in our walking and lower your voice. Verily the harshest of all voices is the braying of the asses. Okay, so inshallah ta'ala, we're pressed for time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to benefit from his revelation, benefit from the advice of Luqman alayhi salam, and benefit from Ibn Kathir, and try to imbibe these qualities within side of our life. Wa jazakum Allah khair, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.